Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast, the official podcast of the world's best resource for hockey strength and conditioning information. HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Brian Sippets. Today on episode 64, we have Scott Caulfield, who is the head strength and conditioning coach at the NSCA. Scott is the coach responsible for getting together the Training for Hockey clinic out in Colorado Springs. This is the fifth year. The clinic's coming up on June 8th. So we have a great opportunity to speak with all of the presenters who are going to be at this year's clinic coming up in the next couple of episodes. But today we're going to talk to Coach Caulfield about how this clinic came about, who's going to be presenting and what they're presenting on, and getting some great information about the clinic. So before we get on the phone with Coach Caulfield, if you haven't been to HockeyStrengthAndConditioning.com lately, you want to check out a couple of new articles we have. We have an article by Mike Stacey, Build a House You'd Want to Live In, a great article about teaching team culture and creating culture within your team. We've also got a video by Daryl Nelson, The Suspension Trainer Row, Rotate, and Press. So there's a suspension trainer progression there. Also, Devin McConnell shared his article, What Really Matters, and that's about what really matters in a great strength and conditioning program. So if you haven't checked it out, head to the site, take a look. If you're not a member, you can join us for just $1 for the first 7 days. After that, you can join us for $14.95 a month, or you can be a part of the community for the full year for just $149. And that's going to basically get you 2 months for free. So hope you'll check us out. Let's get on the phone with Coach Scott Caulfield from the NSCA, and we're going to talk about this year's Training for Hockey clinic in Colorado Springs. All right, hey everybody, we are on today, exciting guest, actually a new guest, somebody we have not talked to before, but this is really important because he is the guy behind the NSCA's Training for Hockey clinic out in Colorado Springs. We're coming up on the fifth year here, and just like every year, we've got an awesome lineup, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today. But today with us on the show, we've got head strength and conditioning coach at the NSCA, Scott Caulfield. Scott, thanks for coming on.
Hey, thanks a lot. It's great to be on. I'm excited to chat about hockey.
Yeah, why not? Hockey's pretty awesome to chat about, especially around playoff time.
Right.
So you've been there at the NSCA for about 7 years. And tell us a little bit about how you came up with the idea for this, the Hockey Strength and Conditioning Clinic, because honestly, it's pretty cool because not every sport gets their own NSCA clinic. So tell us a little bit about how this started and why you chose hockey.
Yeah, so one of my first duties, you know, in addition to all of the big picture NSCA stuff that I do, I was the head strength coach for Colorado College Hockey. They had trained here for many years before me, and that was just kind of part of the responsibility for the head strength coach was working with CC Hockey. So I was working with those guys from 2011 up until about 2015. But, you know, about 5 years ago, I was really, you know, enjoying the hockey world and making a lot of connections. And if you've been to the NSCA headquarters, you know that USA Hockey is literally right across our driveway. And our neighbor here in Colorado Springs, we've got the World Arena and three ice halls next to us. So I was kind of thinking, like, man, I really would like to connect with other hockey strength coaches and share information. And, you know, big thing for the NSCA is running clinics at our headquarters. And I didn't see a lot of other hockey specific strength and conditioning clinics. You know, they had done some back in the day with the Boston Sports Med Group, but they had kind of gotten away from being hockey specific. And so there was nothing really fitting that bill. And I really thought it could be a really great thing. And yeah, I mean, like you said, I didn't think honestly that it was going to be, I thought it would be great. And I didn't think it would keep going every year, but like the, you know, the attention that's gathered from the hockey strength and conditioning community, from private sector through professional through the NHL, has been incredible. And so now here we are coming up on the fifth year.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, in part due to the people you've brought together. There's no shortage of, you know, NHL and NCAA big name guys that are coming in, like absolute experts and people that others are looking to for information. So it's, you know, it's not just the fact that it's a hockey strength and conditioning game. It's the top one in the country.
Yeah. And that's a great point too, is we've got, you know, we have a lot of strength coaches. You know, I don't know that it's a high percentage, but we have many strength coaches each year that come that don't work with hockey, that are just coming because of the speakers and some of the topics that they can relate to any sport.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's, I guess it's, talking about strength and conditioning, a lot of general terms, but you know, just how it relates to hockey players. And I mean, you could probably insert a lot of winter athletics, any winter team sport, into that equation as well. It just happens to be hockey people.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and like I said, being here in Colorado Springs, you know, has been a nice, I think, bonus, because it's a great place to come and visit and be able to, you know, enjoy yourself and learn. But also, there's, in June is a great time of year. You can get out and enjoy, you know, some of the other great things that Colorado Springs has to offer. So that's kind of a neat attraction for us, I think, as well.
Oh yeah, it's an awesome place to be, and I'm glad the incline's back open again this year. I missed it the last year or two, I think. Always a nice place to get out. Obviously, anytime you can get out in the mountains, it's a nice trip. Okay, so this year, you know, like I said, we've got awesome minds, awesome speakers, and you know, we've got the luxury here. I've got the luxury of talking to each one as we go forward. But tell us a little bit about how you chose this year's speakers, and kind of what are the criteria you're going on, and then you know, talk about some of the speakers and why they're presenting for you.
You know, we always just try and look at how to make it better every year, right? So we're thinking about, you know, who we could get to make it better, and like what are kind of hot topics, you know? So I think that was certainly that came up this year. You know, also people who have been in attendance like yourself, you know, and maybe hadn't presented the year before, but you know, we're, hey, I have this great topic, like the one that you're going to talk about. And so it was easy to kind of start thinking about, all right, yeah, we want to definitely get some names that we haven't had and kind of change up the lineup, but also what are some really hot topics or topics that would really be beneficial. And I think this year, I think we're hitting the nail on the head. I mean, I think this might be the best one in the 5 years from a content standpoint, just from looking at the topics and the speakers. So I'm pretty excited about that. We've got a great mix, you know, of private sector, NHL, you know, and people who train collegiate athletes as well. So again, it's, you know, it was that kind of total package, but really kind of filling it out across the board to make it a lot of things that people are going to take away, a lot of stuff that they can implement with their athletes.
Yeah. And before we talk a little bit about the speakers and kind of drop some names here in terms of who's coming in and what they're going to be talking about, talk a little bit about the format. I think isn't it a little bit different this year, or there's more, maybe not more hands-on, but just talk a little bit about the format.
No, it is. We've kind of shifted a little bit to, and if people have been to some of the bigger NSCA events, our coaches conference and national conference, they've seen we've kind of shifted to these bridge the gap sessions. So there's a lecture, and then it's followed up by a practical or a hands-on. So we've really kind of asked our presenters to get a little bit more involved in that. And do some of these bridge the gap sessions. So you're going to have, you know, like a morning session where you hear about the background on the hows and whys. And then the practical part, you're going to actually get to go through some drills and see how, what we're talking about, which I think is a lot, you know, a lot of coaches, the majority of us learn better by doing than we do from just sitting and listening. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of where we're going to differentiate it this year. And that's exciting.
Yeah, and to be honest, being able to move at a clinic like this is so useful. You know, by the end of the day, you're pretty much shot if you've been sitting around. So I think that's a great addition. And I know personally, you know, I'll have an 80-minute block And so, you know, I spend 30 minutes of, you know, 30 minutes of lecture, enough to get the basics down, and then go learn by doing, like you said. And for my topic, at least, it's much more beneficial because, you know, we'll get out, we'll have some fun, we'll move around. And I think that will give a lot more take homes for the people in attendance.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think your topic, the games and training too, is going to be great because we're always looking for, you know, competition and different things to do, but also getting, you know, an actual training effect out of it is a huge bonus. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm excited for yours, especially.
Okay. So let's talk a little bit about who else is going to be there. And, you know, I've already talked with a couple of them. We'll get those episodes out soon, but, you know, let's talk about the topics that are going to be covered and the rest of the presenters.
Yeah, definitely. Well, super excited again, somebody that had been in attendance before. And I mean, the guy's, you know, experience in training hockey athletes at every level is just unparalleled. Lauren Goldenberg, I mean, he's going to be talking about considerations for speed, agility, and movement in hockey. So again, he's doing the practical and the applied. And I'm just excited because, I mean, you know, he's got, you know, one of the top books that was written about hockey training. And I mean, this guy has been doing it long before the most of us were doing it. And some probably longer than some of the guys that are even speaking have been born.
So he's been around. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk with him yet, but yeah, I'm excited to hear from him.
He's great.
And how about Rich?
Yeah, and Rich Mullen. I mean, again, talk about, you know, a guy that's in the trenches, training NHL athletes, training everybody. Rich has been attending maybe almost every year, you know. And so, again, it's these guys who are dedicated to their craft that have been you know, coming and learning alongside, and that are obviously clearly, you know, experts as well, but they were just, you know, here to soak it up too and take it in and network with other people as well. So super excited about, you know, kind of that new addition of those guys. Anthony Donskoff, again, is another new name, but someone that I've kind of been known about and connected through since I've been training hockey athletes. But so those guys are, again, kind of the new blood, or the rookie NSCA clinic speakers. And then again, some of the other, you know, and Rich is going to be talking about a super important topic, the, you know, initial phases of the off season training. So again, we're kind of covering all these bases. You got, you know, speed and agility, off season training, games and training. So putting all this stuff together, you know, using data to drive your programming. So again, now we've got kind of one of our alumni, Kevin Neild, who was, you know, in the private sector and worked with the Team USA Hockey for a long time. And now he's with Mark, you know, out with the Anaheim Ducks, who are doing great this year. So that's super exciting. And Justin Roethling Schofer and Devin. So again, you know, again, a couple
alumni.
So those guys are going to be back, and they, you know, coming off, probably a lot of people who are listening to this have seen their book about monitoring. And so they're going to do how to design a holistic monitoring system at different experience and budget levels. So super cool, because again, you know, depending on what setting you work in, you may not have, you know, all the access to all the bells and whistles. And then, you know, here you are with these guys kind of giving you some tools to implement. And yeah, I think I had Kevin wrong. So Kevin is with Mike Potenza at the San Jose Sharks, and Justin is with Mark and the Ducks organization. So
the cool thing about those two also, and this is sort of the power of this clinic and why it's been so important for a lot of people, Devin and Justin were on the show a couple weeks ago, right when their book came out. And for them, this whole book came from a discussion that they had at this clinic a couple years ago. So, I mean, that's the power of the clinic, and you get a world that's not that big to begin with, you know, and then, you add 100 people together in a room, and you get a lot of you get a lot of power from that, and you start conversations. You guys do a nice job with the social as well, and we're missing a speaker. Who do we need to talk about?
So again, we've got Bill Berniston, who's the strength coach for the Carolina team, and their ATC, Doug Bennett, are both going to come out and do a collaborative presentation on their collaborative approach to injury prevention in professional hockey. So pretty cool. Again, pretty excited about that. It's neat. One of the CC kids that I train plays for Carolina now, so it was kind of cool to have that connection when I was reaching out to Bill. And like I said, like we were saying too, I mean, I'm in pretty good contact with the NHL strength coaches. You know, they're kind of professional association now, and they're very interested in, doing more with this clinic. So, and actually reached out to Reg Grant, who's like the president of their organization, and he, you know, had basically gotten me a bunch of the NHL names and said, you know, hey, hit these guys up first. Mm-hmm. So, you know, to have that connection now where, it's coming from kind of the head of the NHL strength coaches to say, oh yeah, hey, look, we know these guys are interested and want to get out there. So it's really cool to see that.
Yeah. And I mean, that's just another testament to the quality of the schedule and the people that you have on board with this. So I think that's really what's made it take off. It's not super easy to get to Colorado Springs.
Right.
Well, actually, talk a little bit about the alternative for that if you can't make it out.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say that. And also, we can't forget Dan Garner, who's doing our game day nutrition talk. Okay. So I'm looking super excited for that. He actually spoke at our combat sports clinic as well. And this, Dan's got a ton of experience and just has a super wide array of athletes that he works with. So he's going to be awesome. But yeah, the option for a lot of people, if they can't make it to Colorado Springs, something new that we did last year was the live stream. And so with the live stream, you can watch this from anywhere in the world. It's the same cost as attending. You get the same CEUs. And after the fact, you're going to get about 2 weeks after, because it takes a little bit for the videos to get processed. But after the fact, you're going to get a link 2 weeks later, and then you can go back and watch all the videos, and you'll have those on your account with NSCA for an entire year to go back, look through the videos, take notes, check out the PowerPoint. So everyone who attends also gets access to those videos and the live stream. So that's been really, I think that, and that was one thing that I really had pushed for, to be able to offer that ability, because we've always videoed them, and I knew we could produce it better and, make it more offer up. But we had people from like 6 or 7 different countries watching live stream last year, obviously Canada, all over different places. So that was pretty incredible.
That's great. Yeah, it's definitely turning into the premier hockey event. I know, with the NHL strength coaches, they, I think, tried to do a little bit of a thing at the strength coaches and athletic trainers convention that they have every year. I think obviously it sounds like they're looking to this to be sort of the premier event. So,
yeah, and they're, their off season for some of those guys is incredibly short. So, they really have to be, you have to pick and choose what you can do and what you want to do. So it can be very difficult. So, it's exciting to kind of be in working together with them a little bit, just to try and help see if we can help them make some decisions that will help them, enjoy their off season a little bit more.
Cool. Yeah, for sure. So I'm looking forward to it. And, obviously I'm looking forward to presenting, but also just being there is a big deal. And so I'm excited to be there. I think that the live stream is great. If that's your option, if the option is to not go, the live stream is definitely an awesome option, but the connections you make and the conversations you have, a lot of times, a lot of great work is done after the presentation or, in between times or at lunch. So really Absolutely. It's something you should experience, but, it's nice to have the live stream also. But, so Scott, anything else we need to know? Where should we go to sign up? Is it available on a website?
Yeah, it's on the website. So it's nsca.com/hockey2018. Or if you're on the main page, just go to the events tab and you'll be able to find it right from there. But registration is open. It's early bird registration through May 23rd. So it'll go up a little bit after that. But again, you can register for in-person or live stream. And yeah, we hope to see everybody here in the Springs for sure.
Cool. Well, if you haven't already, jump on there, and because I know space is limited because it is, you know, it's at the NSCA, so the space in the conference room is limited. So jump on if you haven't already, and yeah, try to get out there if you can. So Scott, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you in Colorado Springs.
I appreciate it. Talk to you later.
All right, that's going to wrap up episode 64 of the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thanks so much to Scott Caulfield for joining us today and putting together this excellent clinic. I know I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy a trip out to Colorado Springs. Just a great place to be, and we hope to get some great information while we're out there. So thanks again. Look forward to the upcoming episodes, which are going to come out pretty quick here, at least one a week up until the clinic. We're going to be talking to the other great coaches that are presenting at the clinic. So we look forward to seeing you there. This has been Brian Sippets for the Hockey Strength Podcast. Thank you very much, and be sure to train smart and check out hockeystrengthandconditioning.com, the world's greatest resource for training hockey players. Take care, guys.